This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 286 for Tuesday, February 27th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was mostly higher on Tuesday amidst positive sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were all on the rise as part of widespread increases across many commodities. Crude oil was also higher due to potential voluntary supply cuts from OPEC. Statistics Canada reported earlier today that the country's January canola crush hit an all-time record of 936,593 tons for January, down 6,700 from December. 1.587 million tons of canola were delivered by producers in January, compared to 1.08 million in December and 1.758 million in January 2023. The Canadian dollar was down less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The May canola contract was up $2.80 per ton at $591.10. In the U.S., corn and wheat made gains while soybeans were lower. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier estimated the 2024-25 U.S. corn yield to be between 179 to 180 bushels per acre, producing 15.05 billion bushels on 92 million acres. Cordonnier also left his South American 2023-24 corn production estimates unchanged at 112 million tons for Brazil and 54 million for Argentina. According to reports, China purchased at least 240,000 tons of Ukrainian corn for animal feed. Algeria is tendering for 80,000 tons of corn, while Taiwan is tendering for 65,000. The May corn contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.24. Cordonnier released its estimates for new crop U.S. soybean production at a 52 bushel per acre yield, with the crop totaling 4.5 billion bushels on 87.5 million acres. He also left his South American soybean production estimates unchanged at 145 million tons for Brazil and 50 million for Argentina. Trade rumors suggest China has purchased 5 to 6 cargoes of Brazilian soybeans. Algeria is tendering for 35,000 tons of soy meal. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced a private sale of 123,000 tons of old crop soybeans to unknown destinations. The May soybean contract was down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.41. Most U.S. states growing winter wheat saw conditions improve over the past week, with Oklahoma gaining 7 percentage points at 70% good to excellent, and South Dakota gaining 5 points at 58%. However, Illinois and Nebraska's winter wheat crops both declined by 9 points at 66 and 60% respectively. 2.868 million tons of Canadian wheat were delivered by producers in January, greater than 2.084 million in December and 2.835 million in January 2023. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned that without U.S. military aid, the Black Sea grain shipping corridor would have to close. The May Chicago wheat contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.84. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.86. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.62. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, February 27th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.